Welcome to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me again today is Liz Christie. She is the Diocesan Parish Missionary Disciple Formation Coordinator, and we've been talking about this new cool tool called the Parish Toolkit.
New cool tool.
Pastors and are available to pastors and staff, parish staff, as we kind of renew our parishes to be places of formation of missionary disciples. Let's begin with a prayer in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, we hand ourselves over to you. We ask that you form us, form our hearts to be your disciples, to be missionary disciples. We ask, O Lord, that you inspire us to greater service and mission through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So, Liz, we were talking about the next part or this part of the parish toolkit in where parishes are developing a strategy to form missionary disciples. And there are these six elements of missionary disciple formation. So the first was the charismatic encounter.
Yes.
The second one is this sort of prayer and sacramental formation. And the toolkit contains different models for them. What's this third element?
Sure. The third element is missional training. So as you have someone go through a charismatic encounter and then they're growing through prayer and sacraments, we need to train them to be on mission. Because a lot of people, you know, they'll go through those initial programs and then say, now what? And mm-hmm. So missional training is kind of the big next step.
Well, we also have to, I mean, you know, like, you know, there people don't just start fires to start fires. You start fires for energy. And, you know, if we're going to bring people to Christ, we need to harness that energy because there's a lot of energy that comes out of that. You know, Pope Francis talks about that when someone encounters Christ, they automatically are kind of propelled into mission. And it's irresponsible, I think, for us to bring people to Christ and then not help them to live on mission. And I think in a lot of ways, that's why maybe people's faith shrivels up. If you think of the parable of the seeds that are sown, you know, the part where they wither up is, I think it's that they didn't have enough mission, you know, like they weren't kind of set off, and so they just got complacent and bored. Mm-hmm. So that missional training is key, and it's not like it's overly complex, but it does require some encouragement and a little bit of coaching, probably.
Yeah, it's a little bit of coaching and encouraging. You know, people aren't always comfortable just sharing their faith with others. Mm. You know, it's easy in a circle of faith to share with the people around you, but then stepping out into the world, you know, with coworkers or family or even at the grocery store or, you know, getting your hair cut. I mean, some of my best conversations have been during a haircut, you know. Mm-hmm. But just encouraging people and so we call it missional training, but really it's just sort of propelling them into mission and just encouraging them along the way.
And there's some models for that as well.
Yes. So there are a few that we're recommending. Evangelical Catholic has a model for that. Christ Life, part two of Christ Life. Or maybe part three.
Part three.
Thanks. Paradisus Day, the Siena Institute, they all have different options to help people sort of train to be on mission.
And, you know, I think under that category, too, we've really put confirmation mm-hmm. preparation, even though there's a separate one on sacramental kind of appreciation and formation. But confirmation really is connected to mission. And I do wonder if that's not part, you know, like the average age of when someone leaves the faith is 13, mm-hmm. you know. Mm-hmm. I wonder if part of that issue is that's in that area they're dealing with faith and reason. But I think part of that issue, I wonder, is we haven't really set them on mission.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's a whole other part of this toolkit that's coming later is developing ways to evangelize our youth properly. Mm-hmm. So yes, we're excited to kind of look into that more.
Yeah. So what is the fourth element?
All right. So fourth element is the discipleship small groups or communities. And basically, this can look like a lot of different things. Small groups tend to naturally form out of those charismatic encounters because a lot of those are structured around small groups where people meet for several weeks in a row. So we already have sort of the basic foundation for that ready to go. But then it's just finding the resources to use with the small group. So it could be a Bible study. It could be sacraments and prayer. It could be, you know, men's groups or women's groups, any number of things. And sometimes, you know, with a bigger parish, you may have to offer multiple different kinds of small groups, you know, because even just like certain models don't, one size doesn't fit all with parishes. Same for the parishioners. Some of them are going to need different things, and they'll be looking for different things.
Yeah, there's so many different personalities. I mean, some people maybe would prefer to be with their spouse in couples groups. You know, some people don't want really small groups, and maybe it's just partnering up with, you know, friendships. Or it's in a larger group, you know, maybe 12 or more. Yeah. That kind of environment. So
yeah, so this is where that having that person in place who sort of is the director of, you know, maybe small groups at a parish can sort of assess the needs and sort of tailor that to what is needed.
Excellent. Yeah. What's the fifth element?
All right. Five is the ongoing catechesis.
Excellent. Yes. So, I mean, that in some sense has been part of the church's mission. I mean, all of these elements have been part of the church's mission.
Right. But none of this is new. It's just repackaged.
But, you know, we offer catechesis to the youth. But even I think since the 2000s, there's been a real keen interest in catechizing adults too. A lot of that is because of the epic failure of the catechesis of the 60s and 70s and 80s. And into the 90s, that where we've had to really catch people up, you know?
Right.
But it's an essential thing to keep forming people in the truths of the faith.
Right.
And that can be done in different ways. It could be done within the context of those small groups.
Mm-hmm.
It could be done individually even.
Right.
You know, as long as they've kind of built this commitment to it into their lives.
Yeah, and you can look at your parish to see, you know, what's a good way to add catechesis? You know, is it going to be a program you run at the parish, or is it something, you know, a lot of parishes have different ways they communicate with their parishioners over media or email or whatnot. It can be, you know, even links to resources and videos that you send out that way. So there's a lot of variety of how you can sprinkle catechesis kind of all over the place.
And the last element is ongoing scripture formation.
Right.
So, you know, yeah, being formed in the truths of the faith, and then also a real, we might call it biblical literacy, a real knowledge of the scriptures.
Yeah.
And, you know, Bible studies, too, have become very prevalent. I mean, and, you know, the Great Bible Timeline and all of those series that a lot of parishes have incorporated into there.
Yeah.
But I think to really be intentional about that.
Right. Yeah. You want to, you know, as Catholics, we're not maybe as good at reading the Bible as our Protestant brothers and sisters. So it's just another place where we can kind of catch up a little bit and just knowing the story. You know, when you know the story of salvation history, it's much easier to understand why we do what we do at Mass and why the sacraments are important. And it just all starts to fall into place and make sense.
Excellent. And then, so you work with the parishes and kind of identifying the models for these elements as part of their strategy. And then what comes after, as you walk a pastor and a staff through this toolkit, what comes after this sort of conversation on the elements?
Sure. So the next piece of the toolkit actually deals with parish schools a little bit. And it's somewhat of a repeat of the previous section, but just geared a little bit more towards the schools. So it goes through the different elements again with a focus on school staff and all that.
Yeah, one of the big initiatives that came from the evangelization planning was really investing spiritually and in the discipleship formation of our school staff and faculty. And not really as like an added burden upon them, but as really something to really
like enrich their lives and enrich and form them.
Exactly. Yeah. I think especially with this idea that our school staff and faculty are on mission, they're in a sense, they're missionaries of the church.
Most importantly, because they're teaching our children.
Yeah. Yeah. And of course, not every parish has a school.
Right.
But nonetheless, those that do, it's an important part. And in many of those places, it's a third or more of their budget goes to their school. So,
yeah.
And then after the school section.
Okay. So then the next section actually talks about using lay missionaries in parishes and schools and sort of goes through some options and ideas for how that could look.
So we talked about... you know, these kind of parishioners who are volunteers, who kind of a missionary way of living,
right,
that fill some staff roles and tasks like that. But in this section, there's a lot of different apostolates too.
Right. So it goes into different options for apostolates that could be present in parishes. And some of them, you know, you may have some retired focus ministries or missionaries or, you know, SPO or different ones that are actually there. Or you could actually bring in the lay apostolates to actually serve in different capacities.
Great. And I think that's an area of real growth in the future of the Diocese of Columbus is engaging ever more. I mean, we are blessed with so many lay apostolates and lay missionaries in the diocese, but to continue promoting that and supporting that. Well, you've been listening to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today again has been Liz Christie, and we've been talking about the new parish toolkit for the Diocese of Columbus. Until next time, peace and all good.